This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has announced sanctions against 17 Saudis for their alleged role in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Among those to be sanctioned are former top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as well as a Saudi consul. The sanctions will be implemented under an act that targets those who have committed or have been accused of committing serious human rights abuses and acts of corruption. The announcement was somewhat surprising, given the U.S. rarely imposes sanctions on Saudi Arabia. Also, NBC News is reporting that the Trump administration is looking for legal ways to remove Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen from his self-imposed exile in the United States. The report says the move may be linked to the death of Washington Post journalist Khashoggi. Dozens of people died in the devastating wildfires in Northern California's Butte County, where more than 600 people still remain unaccounted for. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Officials are making public the list of hundreds of people missing so that those who were able to flee the fast-moving wall of fire can notify authorities they're safe. But there were deaths in evacuations, like this scene described by the California Highway Patrol.
The officer discovered remains of one person inside the vehicle, which had been completely destroyed by fire.
And that's where Patrick Dodson comes in. He's with another search and rescue department, but he and a team of volunteers are going lot to lot in Paradise looking for evidence.
Our hope is that we, if there are missing people, we can find them and bring some closure to people that need that.
Looking for things like teeth, dental appliances, or wheelchair parts to try to make a positive identification match. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. North Korea says it will deport a U.S. citizen who was detained in October for illegally entering the country from China under the command of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. It was not immediately clear when the man would be deported. Meantime, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has visited the test site of a new weapon in his first public field inspection since last year. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Kim Jong-un's weapons back in the spotlight Friday. The North Korean supreme leader has reportedly been inspecting a newly developed tactical weapon. That's according to state media, though the only evidence they fed out of the hermit state was a photo and a statement on its website. It's the first mention of a new development in its weapons program in months. The North Korean said its new addition can protect the state like a steel wall, and that its development had been a special interest of Kim Jong-un's father. Kim hadn't visited a test site since his unprecedented summit with U.S. President Trump in June. It was all handshakes and smiles over the summer when North Korea agreed to work towards denuclearization, though what exactly that meant was left unclear. The U.S. State Department doubled down on their trust in the country, saying in response to the new test that the U.S. remains confident that promises made will be fulfilled.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. The U.S. Justice Department has inadvertently named Julian Assange in a court filing in an unrelated case suggesting prosecutors have charged the WikiLeaks founder under seal. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Assange, who has been holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London for years, has been charged in secret. The WikiLeaks founder's name appears twice in an August court filing from a federal prosecutor in Virginia, who is attempting to keep sealed a separate case involving a man accused of coercing a minor for sex. Any charges against Assange could help illuminate the question of whether Russia coordinated with the Trump campaign to sway the 2016 presidential election. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit. More than 5,800 active duty and 2,100 National Guard troops are currently deployed to help U.S. Customs and Border Protection strengthen barriers, build housing, operate aircraft, and other activities intended to help the U.S. Border Patrol. Earlier, U.S. President Trump said the force might be larger. The troops were sent to the U.S. southern border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security. Florida's U.S. Senate race is going to an automatic hand recount as a federal judge angrily told election officials they are making the state a global laughingstock. Florida state law requires a hand recount if a machine can't find a margin of victories less than 0.25%. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.